I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News for Friday, March 21st, 2014. It's a sunny day. The high will reach 51 degrees. On Saturday, it'll be cloudy through the mid-morning, but it'll clear up gradually with a high near 65 degrees. On Sunday, the temperature will settle in the mid-40s, and then as the week begins, the temperature will dip drastically, so don't put away those winter clothes just yet. It was 3 years in the making, the expanded paid sick days bill. Yesterday it became law. Now workers won't have to choose between their jobs and their health, and they won't have to worry about losing their jobs for staying home with a sick child. At a news conference on Thursday, City Council Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito said the mayor has talked about how experiences shape policies in our city. She used an example of the explosion which happened last week in East Harlem to show how important the paid sick bill really is, talking about husband and father Cecilio Hernandez.
He will benefit, and families multiplied over who are struggling to provide for their families, who find their child or their grandchild in a sick situation that may have to be hospitalized, those individuals now have protection to be able to stand by the bedside at a hospital of a child. This is very real to many families, many times over in this city. And this is the reason why this is so important.
The paid sick leave bill extends the right to paid sick leave to 500,000 more New Yorkers. At the City Hall news conference, Mayor de Blasio said he was troubled by the Associated Press story about the death of a former Marine at Rikers Island Prison. Jerome Murdo was found dead in a cell that was at least 100 degrees in a unit for inmates with mental illnesses.
Mr. Murdo was a veteran, a Marine veteran, homeless. My heart goes out to his family. We've lost someone who served his country. And we don't know all the facts yet. There's a full investigation going on, but obviously the allegations that we've heard so far are troubling. I've chosen a new corrections commissioner, Joseph Pont, who is nationally regarded as a reformer, who is someone who has taken on very troubled situations in jail systems and prison systems previously and had tremendous success. He'll be joining us quite soon. And we know we have to make some serious reforms, but I was very struck by this report.
Four officials who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity says Murdo apparently didn't open a vent to let in cool air and was on antipsychotic medication that may have made him more sensitive to heat. New York City's controller, Scott Stringer, rejected a $30 million information technology contract that was awarded during the Bloomberg administration. Stringer said his office rejected the contract with Allentown, Pennsylvania-based Computer Aid, Inc., because it would have outsourced the selection and oversight of all information technology contracts. Stringer's office said the contract would have limited the city's direct role in the administration, management, and oversight of the contracting process. The rejection is part of a review of contracts awarded under the Bloomberg administration by Stringer's office. Another sign of the changing of the guard. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. In Albany, the battle continues over the state budget. De Blasio's push to fund universal citywide pre-K with a tax increase on the wealthy continues, but Governor Cuomo and state Republicans both oppose the tax hike. Negotiators are expected to determine how much to devote from existing state funds. Hundreds of parents and activists filled the hallways and stairways outside Governor Cuomo's office on Thursday. They went to Albany to call for better funding for education, a permanent ban on hydraulic fracturing for natural gas, and an end to tax breaks for the rich. They chanted, "Hey Governor 1%, who do you represent?" right outside his office, showing that the Occupy movement in Albany is very much alive. Sequoia Latoya is from New York City. She has 8 children and 3 grandchildren. She does a mic check standing outside the governor's office where she says high-quality education is a right for all.
Not some of us!
Not some of us!
All of us!
All of us!
Not the 1%!
Not the 1%!
I say it again!
Not the 1%!
Not the 1%!
Not the 1%!
State leaders hope to make all their budget decisions during closed-door negotiations in the coming day, but they were sure to hear the voices of protesters outside the closed doors. Jessica Wisniewski is with the grassroots group Citizens Action New York.
The two leaders of the New York State Senate, Jeff Klein and Dean Skillos, independent Democrat and Republican, Speaker Sheldon Silver and Governor Cuomo, went into their closed-door negotiations in the governor's office. As we were outside rallying for no tax cuts for the rich and full funding of public schools, and funding for the DREAM Act and many other social programs that are being cut. And so I hear that they could hear us chanting behind those closed doors, which is exactly what we wanted them to hear as they were making critical decisions for the people who are there whose lives are deeply affected.
A line of about a dozen troopers slowly worked their way down the hallway outside the governor's office, lifting seated demonstrators, handcuffing them, and taking them away. In all, 59 people were arrested and then released. On a bus returning from Albany to the city, Justin Wiedes, co-principal of the Paul Robeson School, said demonstrators felt energized.
We took arrest today in order to show how serious we are about saying to the governor and to the legislature that the voices of regular working people need to be heard as we put together this budget, and that Albany must serve all of us, not just the 1%, not just the rich and the wealthy.
More than 15 groups were involved in the Albany protest. The Cuomo administration's proposed tax breaks for big banks and the rich and limited education funding in the proposed budget were the catalysts for the demonstration. Many thanks to Stephen Pampanella, who provided sound from the rally in Albany. If you'd like to help with news production from a rally or event you're attending, email me, linda@wbai.org. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.